Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome on this beautiful Wednesday night. We are Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live from the Mamaroneck Beach and Yacht Club in Mamaroneck, New York. We are on the waterfront for this beautiful evening, and it is the 914 Inc. Wonderkins event. People under 30 who have already distinguished themselves in business and the professions. I'm Bob Marone, along with my co-host Jim Cleefield, also Matt Kahan, the engineer. We're produced this evening by Shaw Creative and made possible by Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, Westchester County's Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics.
Life, science.
Our first guest, a young woman by the name of Christine Seufer. She's a principal, but she represents Westchester Ambulet Countrywide Transportation. And they do the non-emergency stuff. People with disabilities, people with intellectual disabilities, physical problems, as well as the non-disabled, seniors, etc. Please join us in congratulating first Christine Seufer. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Now, is this your company? Did you start this?
No, it's actually my dad's company. He started in the 90s. I pursued my master's degree, and then after finishing my MBA at Iona College, I came on board with my dad.
Wait a minute. Master's, MBAs, yeah. Iona College. Let her leave now.
Yes.
I feel inadequate. All right. Tell us about you. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Mayapak, moved down to New Rochelle when I was 16. Went to Pace University for my undergraduate degree in communications. While at Pace University, I interned for Mayor Mike Spano in the city of Yonkers. After graduating from Pace University, I was offered a full-time job for the mayor of Yonkers. While working full-time, I pursued my master's at night. And as I completed my master's, I decided to join the family business.
What do you do in your spare time when you were getting master's degrees, etc.?
Spare time? I see my friends. I spend time with my family.
That's nice. Do you have any hobbies?
Going to the gym. I just started to take a painting right now. So
painting?
Yes.
It's a lot easier going to the gym.
Yeah.
Trust me. Are you any good at painting?
You know what? I think art is really, I guess, unique to oneself. I think I'm learning. I'm just going with the motions right now, but it's super therapeutic and super relaxing, so I'm enjoying it right now.
Well, obviously, you're very involved in the business, and you've accomplished a lot. Tell us about what you do.
So on a day-to-day basis, I wear a lot of hats. I always joke around. I say I'm running out of room on my head for all these hats. But
well, as you see, Matt has an awful lot of room on his head.
Pretty much just oversee the day-to-day operations. I oversee our staff of over 150 employees. We run on an average day over 80 vehicles a day. So I'm pretty much responsible making sure that there's no kind of issues or situations that arise. If any issues arise, with our participants that we transport, I make sure we kind of rectify the situation. We come to a resolution. I deal with a lot of promotion. I've been spearheading some new technological innovations in our company. So I've worked with my team. We brought interior and exterior cameras in all of our vehicles. So at any given moment, we can pull up the camera. We could see, if there was a distracted driving event, we can review the situation, bring in the employee.
Christine. No, the reason I stopped you, I'm thinking about the logistics of what you do. 180 cars.
No, 150 employees.
And
80 vehicles,
150 employees, 80 cars. That's a lot of logistics.
Yeah.
Who makes sure that they all report to work every day, all those employees? Do you own the cars? I mean, this is a huge responsibility.
Yeah, we own the vehicles. I have an amazing staff. Some of my staff, they get there at 5 o'clock in the morning. They work 12-hour shifts. The other thing I do, too, I'm pretty much spearheading and running the entire garage. Never thought that would ever come. I guess my dad kind of got the son he always wanted in a way, because I'm like, Dad, I'm learning too much about transmissions oil changes, and
Christine,
why am I doing all this?
But you are you.
Yeah.
and doing this kind of management, it's a great accomplishment. How do you handle the stress of it? Or are you made for it? Did you inherit the genes?
I have to, everything I am, I give to my mom and dad. I mean, my dad has, ever since I was little, he would bring me to work on a Saturday, and my pay at the time, we would go to Nathan's on Central Avenue, and we would play arcade games.
Did you clear out those on your taxes?
Yeah. But I'm so fortunate to have been raised by two wonderful parents. They're so strong, and they've instilled a really positive mindset for me and showed me what, you know, work ethic is.
So no kidding.
Everything I am, I owe to them.
My guest is Christine Sofer. Now, because it's on her bio, she's only 25 years old, and she manages an organization with 150 employees and 80 automobiles, the logistics alone. So your MBA, you've put it to some use, Christine.
I did. You know what? Iona was a fantastic college. I made amazing connections with professors, and yeah, I'm really taking the textbook knowledge and applying it to real life. And like I said, my dad, he's instilled so much, you know, he's been fantastic. He's really taken me under his wing and has really showed me the ins and outs of everything. I've done everything from sweeping the buses to riding along on the buses to learning every in and out of the business.
Your parents always knew you'd clean up when you got into business.
I'm a very neat person to begin with.
Christine, there is absolutely no doubt why you were chosen as a wunderkind.
Thank you.
You've got, I guess, a great road in professional and personal life ahead of you. What an honor. Congratulations. Anybody you want to shout out to on this day?
Yeah, I would love to thank my mom and dad. Like I said, everything I am is because of them. I'm so fortunate and blessed. My sister, my best friend Alexis is here tonight with her mom. Just all the my friends and family have always been so supportive. I'm so thankful for them.
She's the girl you kept ignoring to come over and take a picture of you, right?
Yeah, exactly. I needed her to get that picture.
Well, once again, we don't know that we're the first to say this, but you're a true executive, and at your age and where you are now, and age has little to do with it, but it takes seasoning. You've got the goods. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
Much.
Thank you. Appreciate
Christine
it.
Sofer, I said it right.
Yes, yes.
Sofer, folks, what an accomplished person. Thank you so very much.
This is
Westchester Talk Radio. We're going to take a break. Remember, we're live here at the Mamaroneck, I always say boat and yacht club, but it's a beach and yacht club. Lots of sand, lots of ocean, and a beautiful Wednesday evening. We'll be back after these words.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at Michael Labriola Inc.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
We are back, and we are live in the heart of Mamaroneck, New York, at the Mamaroneck Beach and Yacht Club on the waterfront on Long Island Sound, and we're here for a special event. This is Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Bob Marone with Jim Cleefield and Matt Kahan. We're here for the 2019 Wunderkinds from 914 Inc., Westchester Magazine. You know these folks. And our guest now, before we get to that, I should remind you who's paying the bills. We're produced this evening by Shaw Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lapolis Electric, Genesis Exhibits, Breezemont Day Camp, Facelifts Remodeling, they did not help, Matt, and the White Plains YMCA.
Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility.
One of our favorite people, the executive editor of Westchester Mag, and of course, 914 Inc., Amy Partridge. Hi.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Did I pronounce things to your standard this time, Miss Editor?
Yes, you did.
Whenever you interview an editor, folks, you have to be careful. You're just not erased from the premises.
It's the cost of doing business, right?
So here we are again, another wonderful event. We've already interviewed this first woman we interviewed. This kid is 25, and you'll pardon me for that. She already manages 180 people, or 150 people, 80 vehicles, money, machines. These are gifted folks. How do you find them?
They are, right? And they make you feel like overaged and under-accomplished, right? That's my
favorite. Are you talking to me?
No, me too. All of us. That's the running joke around the office. You know, we find them everywhere, and I'm going to mention it when I give my speech later, that every year we kind of have this panic where we say, we're going to run out. This is the year when there's no one left who's not even 30 and is still doing all this amazing stuff. And we're always just really happy to see that that's not the case. There's a lot of depth, and we put an open call for nominations, you know, on our website through different channels. And, you know, they come from everywhere, and they're really an impressive bunch.
Do they grow them someplace? Is there a farm here in Westchester?
Yeah, Wunderkind Forest. It's like North Salem or something, I think.
Oh, pick this one. Now, one of the things, now we knew one of the young people, we were talking to him off air before, a radio guy actually, does some radio, Giovanni Richards.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this young woman, Christine. And then after looking at the bios, these kids aren't sleeping at night. They have a lot of drive, these young people.
Yeah, they do. And some of them have multiple different positions. You mentioned Jovan. He's a legislative aide. He also runs a nonprofit, or helps to run a nonprofit.
And radio producer.
Yeah, he does a lot of things. So maybe it's the youth. I don't know. They have a lot of energy. They have a lot of ambition and drive.
I got tired talking with these two, but we've already two people in. Now, how long has the Wunderkinds event taken place?
This is the 9th year that we've been doing it. So the magazine started in 2010, and Wunderkinds began in 2011.
And this is when you started, right after college, of course.
Oh, yes, right.
When you were a Wunderkind.
Right, exactly. Something
we're talking
like that.
With Amy Partridge. She's the executive editor of 914 Inc. Now, this isn't the only event you run like this. Tell us about some of the others. Tell us about how the magazines are coming along.
Sure. Well, for 914 Inc. specifically, we have three marquee events every year that we do. We do the Wunderkinds, we do Women in Business in the fall, which I know we've spoken at that one also, where we honor all kinds of incredible female executives, entrepreneurs, etc. And then we typically have done a Small Business Awards event also. Mm-hmm. We're switching things up a little bit this year, and we're going to be doing for the first time this year a Best of Business event, and that story comes out in the fall, and it was completely voter driven. So we had a lot of businesses that kind of went to great lengths to get people to vote for them in a whole variety of categories. So we're planning that event now, and then on the Westchester Magazine side, they do tons of events. I mean, our marketing team is truly small but mighty, and there's the Wine and Food Week next week. Is it next week? I think the first week in June, which I think is next week. I don't know. I lost track. But that's a really busy week-long event. We just had our Healthcare Heroes event last week. We spoke to Nick. We had nursing. We do obviously the Best of Westchester in July. There is a lot of them.
Do you know, listening to you, I no longer envy those or worry about those children. I'm worried about, I call them children. I shouldn't do that. They're young adults. I'm worried about you. Being an executive editor of anything involving content, a lot of tough decisions. But all the planning, how far ahead are you of all these events?
Well, I mean, we plan. We actually, it's funny that you asked today. We
to
had
decorate
a,
your
a,
Christmas tree yet?
We had a staff meeting today to discuss all of the features for Westchester Magazine for 2020. So we do a lot of long-range planning like that. But on a daily basis, we're usually working on two or three issues at a time. Usually two for Westchester Magazine and one of our ancillaries, whether it's 914 Inc. or the Home Magazine, which is four times a year, the Ultimate Guide, the Weddings Magazine. Mm-hmm. We're always juggling two, three, sometimes even four publications at once. And we usually work at least 2 to 3 months in advance. So right now we're finishing up the July issue and working on August.
Question, your perspective on this. The magazine business is a tough business.
Yeah.
But with a local flavor and the kinds of events and public outreach that you do, your magazines are very successful.
Yes.
If you were going to, we wouldn't want you to give away your own secrets, but if you were going to sell a package on why you are, what is it?
Yeah.
Why are you guys doing so well in a business that's hard these days?
Well, I think because, you know, we are hyper-local, so all of us live here. We go out to dinner here. We, you know, use business services here. So it's something that we all are very well versed in. We're not trying to write about a county that nobody knows. A lot of our staff has been there for a long time, so, you know, we've been all over the county for many years, you know, scouting out what's cool and what's good. And we have a, you know, we work really hard and we have people who are passionate about it. And
clearly,
I think, you know, as we're really the only people who are bringing these stories to the readers locally. No one else is going to do what we do. So it's a good niche to be.
And I get your email blasts. I almost bit my computer the other day. You featured some restaurant. And I was, you know, after I do a morning shows, you know, in my, another part of my life. And by 10 in the morning, I'm pretty hungry.
Yeah.
And I check my email and there it is. Oh, this restaurant has the best. And I go, oh, fine.
Well, the food content is super popular.
It really
it's
is.
What we're really known for. I mean, not in 914 Inc., but in Westchester Magazine, it's, I believe it's the most popular of our categories.
What you all are able to do in both magazines, you capture, at least here locally, the zeitgeist all the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we kind of look at it as we all live, work, eat, play here, and we want to share the best ways to do all that for the readers who live here.
Now, I know you have a lot to do, not that you don't have anything to do, so we're going to let you go, but it really, you're one of our favorite guests and favorite organizations, and you know, we were talking again about these young people. You're a good example for them.
Thank you. I appreciate the support. Yeah,
you'll always have it.
All right.
Folks, this woman does it all, and she's about to go MC a major event today on top of everything else. Thank you so very much. We're going to take a break. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We will be back after these words.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Good evening on a beautiful Wednesday night. We are live here in Mamaroneck, New York at the Mamaroneck Beach and Yacht Club. We're Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live. We're here for the 914 Inc. 2019 Wonderkins event. These are the top young people here in Westchester, success in business and the professional endeavors. We're produced this evening by Shaw Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Inc., and the Salem Golf Club.
A lush panorama of rolling hills and new pool expansion.
That's Matt Kay and the engineer. I'm here with Jim Cleefield, my co-host, and he is also doing videography duties tonight. The Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes, that's where you can get it, through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio and follow us on Instagram at Saw Creative. Our next guest caught our attention because he's a young man, yet he already is an assistant commissioner in the town of Greenberg. David Regina, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me.
And I don't know why I'm going there. How do you manage to groom your beard so perfectly?
Well, it's an array of products, but it's got to be an array of products. But the beard oil is the key.
All right. It says in your biography that you started public service at the age of 15. What, did your parents throw you out? Well, how did that happen?
No. I started at the age of 15, just seasonal employment.
Sure.
With Westchester County Parks Department, really just helping out with their day camps. Obviously, I was a little bit too young to work. Volunteered at the age of 14. And as soon as I was old enough to work, I was actually put on with the county parks. And from there, it was my passion for public service that I knew I wanted to do this for a career.
Did you study that kind of, what did you study in school?
No, I did communications and management in college.
Okay, where at?
Manhattanville College. Yes.
And when did you start in Greenberg working for Paul Finer, whom everybody loves?
Yes, I've been fortunate enough to be with the town 5 years now.
5 years,
yep.
And you worked your way up to Assistant Commissioner of Community Resources.
Yes.
First of all, how long did it take you to get that job, A and B? Tell us about what you do.
Right. So I first started as the recreation leader for our department, and within a year and a half, I was actually promoted to assistant commissioner. It was a big jump, but it was a very humbling experience, and everybody gave me an opportunity.
What was humbling about it?
Really, from start to finish,
a lot more responsibility.
I was going to say, you know, being looked at, I was very young at the time. I was 25 when I was first there, appointed at age of 26, and
that's why we call you all wonder kinds.
From that point, you know, the responsibility came with it, but I had to develop my relationships. And I remember when I first got the promotion, you know, my commissioner Andre Early had actually said to me, prior to me even being appointed, he said, you know, what you have going for you is you build phenomenal relationships. And that was the humbling part for me, you know, the relationships that were built, and not only with our employees of the town, but obviously the patrons that we serve.
Well, my guest is David Regina. He is the Department of Community Resources Assistant Commissioner in the town of Greenberg, a young man already with an accomplished resume. What kinds of things do you do? What kind of activities do you work on with the community?
Absolutely. So our community provides an array of programming. We have aquatic programming. We have youth development programming, recreational, and senior services. So we serve everybody from the age of 6 months in our parent top program, all the way up to, you know, age 99 plus.
He's looking at me when he said 99, Matt. I'm dying. Oh, my goodness. All right. What do you got for me? What do you got for a guy in his mid-60s who's really in shape?
Honestly, we have everything. We really do. You could jump in the pool. You can get in one of our fitness classes. We have our bingo for our junior seniors.
You tapped me on the arm for that one. Now, what can you do for a guy who's out of shape? You see the floor? Matt got in this chair and he broke a hole in the floor.
You guys are funny,
as
man.
As you can see.
You really are. This is great.
It's rough. Hey, were you surprised to get this award? And again, when you're in that bubble, when you're doing a job, there's a tendency not to realize what you've accomplished. But as an assistant commissioner in your 20s, that's huge, sir.
No, thank you very much. But really, you know, I've had a very strong support system, from a very young age. Obviously, my family has been there by my side forever.
Now
my beautiful wife.
We invited you. Well, we wouldn't say beautiful. We're not allowed to do that.
Right.
She's just another carbon-based life form to us.
Right.
Plus, you look like you could twist me into a pretzel.
Yeah, so she's been with me since I was actually 20 years old. So
really?
She has actually become my foundation. And
she
really is my rock. You know,
what's her name again?
She's Karina.
Hi, Karina. Thanks for coming by. Well, listen, you truly are accomplished and other wonderkins. Congratulations on this award tonight.
Thank you so much.
And to say hello to Paul Finer, we know him well.
I will.
Take care. Folks, David Regina, Assistant Commissioner in the town of Greenberg, the Department of Community Relations. We're going to take a break and we'll be back after these words.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A delicious fruit bouquet from Edible Arrangements of Eastchester. Your choice of an event game from PM Amusements. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo!
Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
Good evening once again, and we're not kidding you. It is a beautiful Wednesday night here. Sunny skies on the shores of Westchester, actually the Sound, the Long Island Sound. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Mamaroneck Beach and Yacht Club. We're here for the 914 Wonderkins event, the ninth such event. We're produced this evening by Shaw Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, Westchester County's Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics Life Science. I'm Bob Marone, along with Jim Cleefield. Our engineer and researcher tonight is Matt Kay. And Matt, good evening.
Good evening, Bob. And I just want to take this opportunity to remind everybody to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And be sure to like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio and follow us on Instagram at Shark Creative.
And remember, you can like us without liking Matt. Our next guest, what an interesting young man, Peter Benway. He wanted to be an entrepreneur as early as the age of 19, and he is, and an upcoming one at that. His company, BSP Apparel Studio, his first year, his business has actually grown from $50,000 in his first year to $1 million revenue last year. And as it says this in his bio, folks, but he's more than that. He's ready to move on. Congratulations for being selected as a Wonderkin, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a great honor.
Now, apparel. You were always interested in apparel.
No, I was always interested in art.
Oh, art. Okay. You can do art on anything from apparel. Why apparel?
It's actually a very large industry. It's a big booming industry, and it's not going anywhere.
Well, yeah, even Matt occasionally wears like one pair of underwear a week. It won't make you rich, but, you know, different apparel. Now, when you say that, the thing that comes through is you're an artist, but you're also a businessman, knowing that you had to pick something that people would use every day.
Clothing. Yes, yes. And I always knew that I had to be my own boss.
So,
for me and authority never got, you know, really, really well together. But I also just knew that my ideas were decent and that I had to put them into action.
Okay, let's talk about your ideas next. But first, where'd you grow up and where'd you go to school?
I grew up in Mount Kisco, New York.
Okay.
I went to Fox Lane High School. And after that, I did do one semester of college, but it just wasn't for me.
Oh, that's fine. Well, you're your own guy. You're an entrepreneur, and you're doing this. Tell us about your businesses, which you've now ratcheted up to $1 million in sales. What kinds of things do you produce, and do you... I know you do designs and such on clothing and apparel. Tell us.
Yeah, a lot of what we do is business to business. So other small businesses that need shirts for their guys like landscapers and contractors. We also do work on like other small clothing lines.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a niche market and we print for them. And also a lot of events like your 5Ks or like camps and things like that.
Oh, and even like, for example, I coach a hockey team. I might want a special T-shirt for an event. You could design that for us.
Correct, definitely.
That business, with the advent of computer design, you can do a lot more than in the past, can't you?
Yes, and with the technology that's kind of advanced in the industry, we can put some really amazing things on apparel, yes.
Now, when we were looking at your bio, you have an 18,000-foot facility that you're moving into, or are you there now?
We are moving into it. We're still getting all the nicks out, but we're working on getting into there very, very, very soon.
How long have you been doing this, Peter Benway?
This summer will be 9 years.
9 years? So you did this straight out of the gate.
I did.
You started this at 19, for God's sakes.
I did.
So you knew you always wanted to. Now, are your parents entrepreneurs? Or this is just something that came out of your own heart?
My mom had a product that she invented about 20 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And she did that for a while. So it's kind of a little bit in the blood.
It's in the roots. What kind? Are you at liberty to say the product?
Yeah, she designed a stroller blanket that stayed on the stroller. So it was attached to the stroller that didn't fall off.
No small thing if you've ever had children.
Yes.
That's good for her. We're talking with Peter Benway, BSP Apparel. We're interested. BSB stands for what? Benway?
It's actually Brewster Screen Printing. We rebranded under BSB Apparel Studio recently. But it actually happened to be also my initials backwards.
Oh, is that? That's pretty cool.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
Matt would never think of that. Now, Matt knew this was coming. You knew it was coming. Now, it says in your bio that you also do inscriptions on underwear. What's that about?
We can, yes. I mean, occasionally people, you know, want to put silly sayings on underwear. And...
Well, I can. Yes, Matt.
You know, that really hits you where you live.
It does hit you where you live. I have to put extra large on mine. But no, I'm just... Hey, listen. For someone to be so accomplished at this age and what you're doing, that's just terrific.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Congratulations. Congratulations for being... Now, you know what we're going to do? Since your business is out there and running, promote it a little bit. How can people get a hold of you? Obviously, with 18,000 square feet, you have the ability and capacity to churn out product, design it. You're an artist by trade. How do they get a hold of you? Give us a website. Give us a phone number.
You can find us Facebook, Instagram, BSP Apparel Studio. The website is bspapparelstudio.com. Phone number is 914-798-0025.
Well, congratulations, and what a refreshing voice interview accomplishment. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much.
Well, Peter Benway, folks, we'll be back after these words.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Have returned. Welcome back on this beautiful, we keep saying it's beautiful because it is, we're in a semi-outdoor environment here on the very shore of the Long Island Sound. We're broadcasting live at the Mamaroneck Beach and Yacht Club. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're produced this evening by Shaw Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Genesis Exhibits, Breezemont Day Camp, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA.
Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility.
Remember to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Also, like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio and follow us on Instagram at Shaw Creative. I'm Bob Marone along with Tim Cleefield and Matt Cahan. My next guest is a member of what another boss I have would say, our tribe, the radio tribe, one of several things that he's being honored for tonight. He's been selected as a Wunderkind because he is a Westchester County Board of Legislators aide. He is a vice president as a legislative aide. He has helped develop a very well-known nonprofit called Operation Prom. He knows how to mix drinks. But for us, he's near and dear to us because he also is a radio host, a board operator, an engineer, and a producer. We're pleased to bring one of our own, Jovan C. Richards. How the hell are you?
Bob Marone, it's refreshing to be able to talk to you today. Thank you for inviting me over.
Are you kidding? It's so nice. You know, I met you when you were, 14 years old. Whatever the heck.
I don't know, 14, but you met me when I was 17.
Something like, well,
I was a senior in high school.
Do I look like I count well?
I mean, no, but, you know, I've also played card with you, so you can't lie well either.
No, I don't do that very well at all.
Good evening, everybody.
But you are an exceptional human being. I'm going to say
you.
That first.
Welcome to the ninth
now,
annual.
Now, how do you manage to juggle all these things? things?
I mean, sleep is definitely not one of my fortes. It's not one of my specialties.
Just a couple minutes of your time for our murder in this evening.
I am very honored to receive this honor.
There's not enough
time in the world for me to express my gratitude to, of course, to 914 Inc. and, of course, Westchester Magazine. But for everyone that's put me here, you know, you being included, of course, our great friend William O'Shaughnessy, the First Amendment advocate that he is, Noel DeLocco, the president, who really has put the work in for Operation Prom.
Yeah.
I'm just her right hand. I just do as she leads. I take my lead from her. She's amazing. She deserves a lot more credit than I do. And she's also a former WonderCon as well.
Yes, I know.
And then, you know, of course, you, Noel, the Honorable Terry Clemens, County Legislator, I have the honor of working for her. I worked on her campaign, and now I get to work on her office.
Typical you, very humble, giving credit to other people. You've worked very hard. When did you make the political turn? You've always been on radio, but you made a turn to politics. What drove that?
You know, I say there's a lot of injustice in the world, and you get tired of just watching it and not doing something about it. But if I'm being very fair, it was my time at VOX that really pushed me to do something more in the government and political field. Watching government officials, watching elected officials, you know,
come on the radio,
and do an injustice or a disservice really upset me. So I thought I'd figure out a way to get where they are and to do a justice and a service to the community that has raised me.
Well, listen, the ceremony started, and we want you to get your kudos. Jovan C. Richards, congratulations, and you're a very special man, and this is well deserved.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Folks, we're going to take a break for the ceremony. This is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live from the Sound Show.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
We are back, even as the sun begins to set over the Sound Shore of Long Island. That's right, the Long Island Sound. We are live, the Sound. We're live this evening at the Mamaroneck Beach and Yacht Club in Mamaroneck, New York. We're Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live. We're here for the 2019 914 Inc. Wonderkins Awards. We're produced this evening by Shock Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Reverso Associates, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola, Salem Golf Club, a lush panorama of rolling hills and new pool expansions. And here's Matt.
Yes, Bob, we want to remind everybody to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio. And follow us on Instagram at Shark Creative.
Yes, indeed. I'm Bob Marone. I'm here along with Jim Cleefield. And, of course, that's Matt Kahan. He is the engineer. It's loud, but you will hear us clearly through the magic of microphones. My next guest, another Wonderkins winner, is a jewelry designer. She went to school for it. She studied in the University of Illinois. She has a Bachelor of Arts in Metals and Jewelry. She's already designed some 800 pieces of jewelry. And she also uses 3D printing to do that. First of all, Leia Bella Zinder, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
My goodness, you knew what you wanted to do from the start, didn't you?
I did, yes. Since high school, I've been making my own jewelry.
When did you know you were good enough to make a living at it?
I mean, when I saw just went for it and then followed the steps through to go for a career.
What are the principles that are involved in designing jewelry?
Usually I'll start off with certain stones. Maybe they're inherited or maybe they're just chosen at the beginning of the process. And then from there, I'll speak with the client, figure out what's needed, what they want, what an everyday piece, a fancy piece, and then bring all those concepts together to make the right piece for them.
What's more important, the art or the construction?
Those kind of work together. It's really hard to enable the art to exist without considering the construction of the piece.
Okay, well, Leah, you obviously studied metals. We get that. But what about the other kinds of things, rubies, diamonds, a crystal? You obviously work with all of those. Do you make a decision beforehand, or when someone comes to you, is it like commissioning a work of art?
Usually it's like commissioning a work of art. So they might request rubies versus diamonds, for example, or maybe in this situation I'll suggest one or the other.
Well, you have a piece. Now, did you make the piece you're wearing? It's a pendant.
I did, yes. It is a piece with an opal in it, a dancer. That was also my previous high school life.
Oh, so you were a dancer in high school, obviously. Okay. Of the 800 pieces that you've created, how many have you done just for your jeweler and it came out of you, as opposed to someone said, I would like this or that, which of course you also design?
So these 800 pieces in the past year for the store, I would say 75% are someone coming in with a specific idea that I'm able to create for them.
This is so interesting for those of us who aren't artistically gifted. Leah Bellazinder is her name. She works for D'Errico Jewelry in Scarsdale. She is a jewelry designer. When did you know, though, hey, I'm really good at this? There's that point we all pass. When did you know?
I think, honestly, it was a few months into this job. Then when I understood, I could see the way that the clients and the customers were speaking to me, and that the way I was looked up to as somebody who could make their dreams come true.
Well, you're making your own dreams come true, which must be fun. How does that feel?
It's pretty cool. You know, this is a position that I'm very fortunate to have found this specific business, D'Errico Jewelry, to have welcomed me into their family and enabled me to be so successful in the field.
And close to home, which is a good thing. Now, you grew up here in Westchester, correct? No, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Princeton, New Jersey.
No kidding. I have a house over in East Windsor.
Oh, cool.
So you know that you still have family down?
Yeah, my parents live there.
Okay, it's a wonderful area. We won't brag about that. We'll stick with this. Okay. What's in vogue today? What do you get asked to do more than anything else?
I do a lot of engagement rings, and of those engagement rings, it's a very classic round stone with a halo around it. That's very popular, very classic at the same time.
You realize, I'm going to go, we've all been married, or most of us have. You not yet. I don't see a ring on your finger. But you won't buy, a man won't, or a woman if she is asking for it. You will be giving someone a more meaningful gift ever. Do you feel that pressure?
Yes, every once in a while it hits me that, like, wow, the woman or person that he's giving this ring to is going to have it on their hand for the rest of their life.
They're probably going to die with it on their finger. I don't mean to add to the pressure you already have, Leah, but that's how important that is. Now, what about, do they tell you how many carats they want before they do it?
Sometimes. There's a process in the store, so I don't necessarily help them choose the diamonds. There's a few other people around the store who do that, and then they bring their chosen diamond to me, and I build the piece around that.
This is stupid, but I'm stupid. Can you break a diamond? Like, do you ever worry you could, like, scuff it up or something when you're working with it?
Not really. You have to have the right diamond working tool. So the tools that are just around the shop for goldsmithing are, generally speaking, not really a concern.
What's the hardest stuff to work with? What types of substances?
Platinum is definitely the most tricky material. It has the highest melting temperatures, and it's a little bit more complicated of a casting process.
Do you know how cool this is to talk with someone who has a skill, knew they had it, went to college for it, and is doing it? I could almost share a little bit how happy you must be.
Yeah, it's really cool. I enjoy it so much.
How do you feel about getting this award tonight as one of the Wunderkind?
It's crazy. Like, it's awesome, and I think it's so cool that my coworkers nominated me for such an interesting thing, and it's cool even that I won and to be here.
I'm going to ask you a question that if I don't ask it, every woman who's listening will have me fired from radio. When that wonderful day comes, will you design your own engagement ring?
I think it's so circumstantial, but the joke is that I have the 3D file on the computer just ready to go.
Oh, you do?
No, it's just a joke, but I think it really depends on the person.
But I asked the right question, didn't I?
Yes.
Do you ever think about it? Do you guys, gee, I'd like it to look like this?
Sometimes, but you know, through my job, sometimes I think, wow, I'm sick of diamonds, I want something else, but then sometimes I'm like, wow, these diamonds are beautiful, I do want that. So I think it really depends on whoever gives it to me.
Hey, I like cars, but I like them more when I'm buying them. Listen, we're going to let you go. We know you have family and friends here. Leah Bella Zinder, Jericho Jewelry. She is a designer. Now, we're going to give you her age to show you what she's accomplished. She's 24 years old. She's already designed 800 pieces of jewelry and top-notch stuff like that. Congratulations for your accomplishment.
Thank you very much, again.
Thank you very much. Have a great evening. Wow. This woman's good. All righty, folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after these words.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at Michael Labriola Inc.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. We have returned. The sun is not quite set on Long Island Sound. We are broadcasting live this evening from the Mamaroneck Beach and Yacht Club here in Westchester, New York. We're here for the 2019 Wonderkins event. These are the young people under the age of 30 that have accomplished extraordinary things. I'm Bob Marone here with co-host Jim Cleefield and, of course, the master engineer and also comes on air with us, Matt KM. We're produced this evening by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Exhibits, Breezemont Day Camp, Facelifts Remodeling, the White Plains YMCA, and I messed that up, it's Lipolis Electric, folks, and Genesis Exhibits, and the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. Talk to them, Matt, about how to get the app.
Yes, Bob, you can download the app at Westchester Talk Radio at the App Store on iTunes.
Folks, get the app. We're going to get to our guest. He'll fill it in later. We're ready to go. My next guest is an interesting young man, a very accomplished young man. He is a research and development guy, an associate principal engineer with PepsiCo. That's a big job. And as it says in his bio, the next time you buy a bottle of Pure Leaf tea, thank Eric Lorenz. He's the guy that figures out how to buy massive quantities of tea. He likes to buy things in mass quantities that grow. Got a great future. Eric Lorenz, how are you?
Good, how are you?
First of all, congratulations. It's not easy to get this award.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be honored.
Now, you are you're an engineer. Are you a chemical engineer? Are you a bioengineer? What do you do?
I'm a chemical and biomolecular engineer. So when I was studying in college, it was very bio-oriented. We were tied to our med school. So a lot of people went into cancer research, algae research, bioreactors. But what I decided to go into was food science. It was not something I really expected to do. I landed an internship at PepsiCo, and when I was there, I really realized I liked food science, which is actually also inherently bio-related.
Well, of course it is.
Yeah, because whatever you consume is bio-related. I'm actually taking a course this summer on the microbiology of cheese and wine in France, learning about what actually the micro that goes into cheese and wine and how complex that process is.
In fact, those kinds of things, cheese needs to age, wine needs to age, all of those changes chemically are interesting. Where'd you go to school?
I went to Johns Hopkins University.
It's a good school. Goodness, congratulations for that, along with this. Now, when you're doing your job, and this isn't meant to be funny, does it affect what you eat? Does it affect your appetite, or is it just a job?
Well, I will say I don't drink any Coke, or I try not to eat any competitor products. I try to stick to the PepsiCo products and the Frito-Lay products.
Oh, you're really brand loyal, but when you said you don't try Coke, we all got worried here.
I do not drink Coke. I stick to Pepsi. Pepsi Vanilla is my favorite flavor. We also actually just launched a few different flavors this year, Pepsi Mango, Pepsi Lime. Mango is on point. It's fire.
They must love you. An engineer with a flair for marketing as well. Let's talk about tea. According to this, you are the guy that buys mass quantities of tea. For what product?
So I work on Pure Leaf and Tea House Collection, which is a subset of Pure Leaf. I don't do so much of the procurement. What I do is really make sure that whatever products that we want to launch in the next year or so, they're commercially feasible at a production scale. So imagine making a cup of tea. So you take your tea bag, you put it into hot water, you go up and down a few times, you brew it within 3 minutes, and you're done. You remove the tea bag, you have your cup of tea.
Yeah.
Imagine doing that at 275 gallons. You can't have a huge tea bag.
You can't have a giant tea bag or somebody pulling it up and down. Plus, they'd look silly.
The thing is, you have to do it ergonomically. You have to do it efficiently. So no one can actually pull up and down. So how is that process done then? There's two ways. We can either have a drip system, having water flow over the tea, or we can immerse the tea leaves directly into the water.
What's preferable?
There's pros and cons to each. The drip system can be good. You get a good high yield, but depending on the material, it may absorb a lot of the water, so you actually get a very slow process, whereas the full immersion, mixing it in the water, can be done in 10 minutes. But the problem is then you have the solids flowing in the water, and you need to separate out that whole process.
How do you know all this stuff? You were just born last week. Look at this. This is amazing. We're talking with Eric Lorenz. He is an associate principal engineer in the research and development department for PepsiCo. He won't buy a Coke product. And he said, now, you're not the taste guy. Who decides what tastes better? You have to figure out if it's better to drip or sink it in there, like bobbing for apples. But how do you decide?
So I'm working a lot hand-in-hand with product development, as well as our flavorists. So our product development, they come up with the formula. They are the ones who dictate, really, what is the optimal taste profile. And so then they're working with consumer insights to understand, what does the consumer actually want? And so doing that, they can develop the optimal profile, which will ultimately drive sales. I'm also working with the flavorists. So the flavors that actually then go into the beverage, things like the Pepsi flavor, what makes 7-Up internationally, whatever.
We like that.
What actually makes 7-Up tastes like 7-Up. Those are the flavorists that actually come up with those compounds that go into the beverage. And it's a very complicated process. I love the flavorist team because it's one of the few careers where it's actually still an apprenticeship.
Eric Lorenz, would you do me a favor? Matt Kay and the engineer is probably feeling very stupid right now. And could you tell him it's okay?
It's okay.
You know, because it's...
It's going to be okay.
That's what I needed you to say, because I'm already stupid. This is very interesting. Now, you introduced something before. And in this business, we can hear the people by their radio saying, well, ask him, Bob, this course he's taking about wine and cheese, which almost everyone enjoys. Let's take wine first. You can buy a bottle of Pinot Grigio for $10 and another one for $80. Why is it any different anyway?
Oh, I will not be able to tell you until a month from now.
Oh, you didn't pass the course yet?
Nope.
He's not as bright as we thought, Matt. You should know before you start, Mr. Brain.
I'm learning it. They have us reading books. They have us watching webcasts. It's very intense.
What about the cheese? Don't leave a sour taste in my mouth.
The cheese is actually really interesting. I didn't realize how much actually went into the process. The fundamental process is the same. You start with milk. You add a bacteria that essentially coagulates.
Whoa, back up. He's putting bacteria in our food. Go ahead.
Yeah.
What do you put in there? Anything special like cayenne bacteria?
It's a certain bacteria that eats up the sugar in the milk, and it turns into lactic acid. By doing that, then...
Isn't that the same stuff that comes out of your muscles when you work too hard? Lactic acid?
Yeah, I believe so, actually.
Okay.
And so then that milk curdles, and the cheese essentially are the curds that you take out, you separate, and you remove all the liquid portions, and you concentrate that. That becomes your cheese.
Okay. I like cheddar cheese, and before I stop eating it, what's the difference between, let's say, cheddar and Swiss cheese, and why does the Swiss have holes in it?
The Swiss, what's really interesting about the Swiss, it's a certain bacteria.
Because I always wanted my money back when I bought Swiss cheese.
Well, Swiss is great because there's a certain bacteria that when you add it, it produces not only lactic acid, but it also produces CO2. So when that CO2 is getting formed...
It bubbles.
It bubbles, and so it forms...
Why is it bitter? Whereas the cheddar cheese tastes tasty, the Swiss cheese tastes like Matt sat on it.
So there's a lot of proteins and sugar in milk, and so what happens is the bacteria then eats up those proteins and puts them into different compounds. It makes different compounds, and depending on exactly what that bacteria is, it will make certain compounds that will be bitter or that will be a little bit more satisfying and a little bit more cooked.
Okay, this is going way too well, and we have to let you go soon because this is extraordinary. You're a very extraordinary young man, and clearly being a Wunderkind was well earned, but we all have soft underbellies, folks. Your best friend you met at a bar, and she's an attractive woman. You want to explain this?
Oh, yeah. My friend Molly, my biggest supporter, I met her 4 years ago.
Speak!
At a bar. Coincidentally, I was supposed to go on a blind date, and when I arrived at the bar, she was already there, and I was supposed to meet this guy, and I
she doesn't look like a guy to me.
No, I was supposed to meet this guy. I met, and when I got there, she was talking to my blind date, and I was like, I this definitely isn't the guy that I'm supposed to meet. So eventually, I figured out that is the guy. And we're chatting her up the whole night. You know, we're talking the whole time. And what ended up happening was like, you know what? Let's meet back here a week from now. Same bar, same place, same time. And then from then on, I kept seeing her. I didn't see the blind date anymore.
Oh, how nice that is. Before we let you go, what's your name?
My name's Molly, and Eric, I love you. I'm so proud of you. You are amazing. I'm so proud to be here supporting you tonight.
Molly, do you go around bars and throw lassos around men frequently?
I do not. It was a happy accident that I met him, and I couldn't be happier.
Well, he certainly is an extraordinary person. Thank you very, very much. Congratulations. You're so good at what you do, so young. I won't be eating cheese for a while, but I'll be okay. Listen, Eric Lorenz, a great name too. He is an R&D associate, principal engineer at PepsiCo, an extraordinary young man. I mean, you're only 26 and you've done all this. Good for you. Thank you for being on Westchester Talk Radio. Great job. Thank you. Folks, we're going to take a break.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.